With Cap Radio News, I'm Paul Conley. California's Project Roomkey, which moved unhoused people into hotels during the pandemic, has been overall a success. That's the take from a report out this week from the California Healthcare Foundation. But the results on the ground are complicated, says CalMatters' Marisa Kendall.
So while the report really labeled Roomkey as a success, it also pointed out some big holes in the data that the researchers were able to collect, both from the state and from local counties. And it pointed out that about 40%, at least, of people who exited Roomkey remained homeless, and only about 22% went on to permanent housing. Though the vast majority of Roomkey hotels have long since shut down as the pandemic sort of ended, vaccines became really prevalent. But the researchers here pointed out that Roomkey caused sort of a paradigm shift in how California looks at homeless shelters. Take Los Angeles, for example. Hotels are now a huge part of that city's strategy to end homelessness. They're moving people from encampments into hotels in a program, you know, that's very similar to Roomkey.
That's Marisa Kendall of CalMatters. San Francisco State University's top administrator is promising to provide more transparency about financial ties to Israel and to explore school divestment. That happened in a public meeting Monday with pro-Palestinian student protesters who've camped out on campus for the past week. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez.
SF State President Lynn Mahoney says the changes, which were proposed by the student protesters, could set an example for the entire California State University system.
Let's bring something to them that shows it can be done. I'll do the best. We need to do this here. That's what's got to happen first.
Mahoney refused other demands, including one that SF State go on record as saying that Israel's attacks on Gaza are genocide. The students said they'd discuss Mahoney's statements and will continue camping in solidarity with Palestine.
KQED reporter Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez. Windy and warmer. That's the forecast for the Sacramento region. Gusty north to east winds expected starting tonight and into early Thursday, with the strongest being late tonight into tomorrow morning and Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Gusts are expected to top 40 miles an hour in the valley and foothills and 50 miles an hour in the mountains. The strong winds mean more pollen in the air and more trouble for allergy sufferers. Temps, meanwhile, are forecasted to continue to warm up throughout the week and to top 90 degrees on Friday and Saturday. There's more news at capradio.org.